Alrighty. Hello. This is the AMA. Clearly, assuming you can read, which, you know, I am. I'm going to be turning on some background music because I'm irritated by the sound of my fucking dishwasher in the background. Also the squeaking of my chair, so I'm trying to cover the irritating sounds that will irritate the shit out of me in editing. Thank you for understanding. I'm going to keep it down, of course, but... I just want some kind of noise. Half-ish volume. That works. Across the room, so hopefully it's not too noticeable. Okay. Let's jump right in. Oh, not yet. Almost. Haha. So, I'm very, very fucking happy at the moment because I forgot that I have glasses. Like 2 years ago, I moved and I put them in a box and I didn't know where my glasses case was, therefore I didn't know where the fuck my glasses were. But guess what I found today? My fucking reading glasses. I mean, I don't need them to see. It's more to reduce eye strain, but still, I've needed these things for so long. Hey, Rammstein. Get to the AMA. Question at the top. From Tex the Gentle Giant. How did you find GWA and the similar subreddits? How did you go from listening to deciding to record? And what are the top three favorite creators you listen to? Oh, wait, one more. Favorite audio of all time! That's like four questions at once, dude. We're gonna break this down. How did I find GWA? I was having an insomniac night, as usual, just fucking around on the internet. Odds are, I found it. I'm pretty sure I found it through AskReddit. Just one insomniac fucking night. I'm not 100% sure about that because I don't have a clear memory. I was very fucking stoned at the time, to be perfectly honest. How did you go from listening to deciding to record? I got bored just listening, and I'm a creative person anyway, and I like to write. Like, writing is one of my favorite fucking things to do on the entire planet. So, originally, I was planning on just starting as a scriptwriter, but I've been told I have an okay voice, and I have trouble verbalizing things as it is, so I figured it would be worth the practice to try, you know? And I'm having a good time so far, and it's making it easier for me to talk in general, so hey, that's a fucking bonus. What are the top three favorite creators to listen to? I don't like picking favorites because that feels mean. But okay, we'll do that. I do have to admit, one of them isn't here anymore. They deleted their account, like, I don't even know, 9 months ago, some shit like that. So I'm not going to mention their username just out of respect. But I can't. I can't not remember them. We're just going to say in no fucking particular order because no, I'm not numbering this, damn it. Other than them, I have to admit, Zeta Midnight, yes, ma'am, everything, yes. I don't have any other words, just yes. And it was like, it's taken me a good long fucking while to work up, like, the gall to, like, comment, and I have, and she replied back, and yeah. And now I feel like hiding. I'm not going to, but I want to, because I have been seen and acknowledged. Strange. Unnamed person, Zeta. Oh. Ooh, there's a tie for three. But I'm thinking. Trying to decide between the two. We're gonna go with Moody. Moondance with me. There isn't much that I could listen to that man say that my brain would not be like, okay, yeah, whatever you say. Yeah. Sure. Favorite audio of all time. Okay, no, that is a fucked up question, and I refuse to answer that one on principle. No! Ooh, good song. Hey girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Back on topic. Is there an audio or tag you've always wanted to do but have been too nervous to make? Too nervous? No. Too worried about, like, my neighbors overhearing and calling the police thinking I am actually being hurt? Yes. I am partial to some of the more violent tags. And I would really, really, really love to record those scripts. I just have to be very fucking careful with volume. And if you have listened to much of anything I've posted, you know, I can't keep quiet for shit to save my life. It doesn't fucking work. So I have no idea how the fuck that's ever going to happen. If I can figure out a way to soundproof my room, goddammit, I'm going to. But I live in an apartment and the walls are very thin, so I'm not holding out much hope for that. Do you have a favorite creator? Yes. What made you go from just listening to recording / creating content? I see. I kind of answered this, sort of. Part of it's just, it's something to do. Something that I can do fucking alone in my bedroom anyway. Which is where I am much of the time. I like having little creative projects to tinker with, and particularly projects that are low stress, because I will stress myself the fuck out on an unfinished project, if I can. Here, it's more get something written, get it posted. If it's a recording, get it recorded, get it edited, get it posted, and then you're done. I have a lot of projects of my own that are going to take a hell of a lot more effort, time, and energy. And it's nice to get a little bit, at least, of... what's the word? Not necessarily feedback, and not necessarily gratification either. It's the satisfaction of having something finished. You know? If that makes sense? Even if it's just a little project. I don't finish a lot of my big projects very often because I take time to do them. I don't want to rush them because I want to get them right. With these, they don't require quite the same level of care. It's not as intricate. If that answers the question. I hope it fucking does. I kind of lost myself already. Oh, this AMA might be a fucking disaster, dudes. If it is, I'm sorry. If you could do this for a living, would you? I don't know if this would work as, like, a sole source of income, but part-time at least. Hell yeah. I wouldn't mind that. I mean, finding something as a chronically ill person that I can do from my bedroom without having to, like, put on pants or shoes. Oh yeah, I'm down with that. I can stay in my fucking pajamas. Most of the time, I don't even need clothes. It's glorious. Fuck yeah, there's no uniform. Your uniform's your birthday suit. Hell yeah. What is your dream job? Writer. 100% writer. Whether novels, poems, short stories, fucking comics. I just like writing, really. I wouldn't mind writing scripts for a living, but I think it's best for me to at least have some sort of story or novelization going along with whatever other project I'm doing. It's easiest for me to communicate through writing. And I think the way my brain is translates the best through writing. What is the title and description of the documentary based on your life? I think the title is, well, fuck. Because if something can't go wrong, it probably will with me. And as for the description, we're gonna go with some kind of dark comedy mockumentary thing, because otherwise this is gonna get real fucking depressing. And yeah, let's just not. Description. If shit can go wrong, it probably will. Further than that. Oh, we need to expand upon this. If shit can go wrong, it probably will. Watch how spectacularly we fuck this up. Or how spectacularly we don't. Or how spectacularly we fuck it up and then fix it. And then probably fuck it up again. And then fix it again! That's life. It's very vague and it doesn't actually explain anything, and I'm alright with that. It's more of a, you kinda have to watch it to get it. Hell yeah. Do I have to read the numbers? I don't want to read the numbers. My brain doesn't like numbers. I'm just gonna read the fucking letters, dude. Memento mori. If you could live the life of one other person, past or present, for one day only, fictional or real, who would it be? Dude, Freddie Mercury. 100%. I was going to say I don't give a shit what Freddie's doing, but I do, because Freddie had a bunch of cats. I would like to be Freddie in the Freddie Palace and spend the day with the cats. Just with the cats and the piano. Yes. I want to pet the kitties and play the piano and sing with Freddie's fucking voice. God damn. Ow, my back just popped. Ow, I don't know if you heard that. I hope you didn't. Ow. Ooh, fuck. Moving on. Ow. What food and or drink do you think you couldn't live without? We're gonna go with everything that I'm not allergic to. I'm allergic to a lot of shit, dude. And, like, staple shit. Yeah, literally anything that I'm not allergic to. For this question, you need to imagine that you're a porcupine and have the opportunity to go around needling the ever-loving heck out of people. I already assume the answer is a resounding yes, and that you would in fact do this. You, sir, are indeed correct. So, how long of a stabbing spree would you go on, and what number of pokes would you target? I'm just gonna stab everybody within stabbing radius, dude. Come on. If you get close enough to the porcupine, you gonna get stabbed. You give me this power and I will do with it as I please. All of the pokes. Cheese? I wear the cheese. The cheese does not wear me. What is your favorite word to say in an audio? Banshee screams don't count. We're gonna go with fuck. I say it a lot anyway. It's... to say it is a staple of my vocabulary would not be an overestimation. Do you have any talents that involve, say, chopsticks? Would you like me to demonstrate a sounding technique, ma'am? I can. I'm not so sure you would enjoy this, but... maybe you're fairly kinky. I don't know, bruh. Hit me up. Mr. Tinkles. Says, I have waited for this glorious day for so long. Which is why I probably have too many questions. That's fine. Give me your questions. Bequeath unto me your questions, sir. Are there certain kinds of audios you particularly like? What kind of audios do you wish there were more of? I'm really fond of historical audios, to be honest. I like when the burden of technology today is removed. It's simpler. And while technology is obviously a facet of the human experience, a simpler time is greatly appealing. Also, because I am a fucking complete and utter gothic romance whore. Just give it to me, please. Give me. And those are usually Victorian, Edwardian. So, yes, give me those, pretty please. And I do have a few that I have tiny outlines for, but I've got, like, 6 scripts that I need to fucking work on before then, and then the Sandman series that I've barely got partially outlined at this point. I'm planning on, once I get down to 1 or 2 scripts left to work on, I've got a sticky note on my monitor that I am poking at right now. Once I'm done with those, I'm going to start working on, once I'm done with all but like 1 or 2, the easier ones, I'm going to start working on planning out the Sandman story, and then I'll go through some of the other ideas that I have on the back burner. Do you fap to audios, or do you just listen to them for purely intellectual purposes? And if it's the latter, do you do it while cosplaying as Gordon Ramsay and criticizing things you dislike about the audio? Yes and yes to everything but the Gordon Ramsay part and the criticism part. Cause, like, dude, that's brutal. How many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers? Do they have the elegant designs of the Jedi or the harsher, more forceful designs of the Sith? And how many of them are curved like Count Dooku's lightsaber? These questions assume an awful lot. Because seeing as the first answer is no, unless you're like referring to something vaguely phallic as somewhat resembling a lightsaber. Although, I just had a thought. No, wait. Brain, slow the fuck down, god damn it. ADD. I've got like 4 thoughts going in different directions in my brain, and I don't know which one to follow. Now I kind of want a glow-in-the-dark dildo, just cause. Put it on a fucking fake horse. No, even better. Put it on a horse mask. It's a silicone. How the fuck do I explain this, brain? Oh, come on. Imagine a silicone mask. Oh, well, probably not silicone because that won't stick. Why am I getting fixated on fucking details that do not actually matter? Plastic horse. Decently sized. Dildo with a silicone base. With a suction cup. Stick it on the force. On the forcey forehead? Yes, on the forcey forehead. On the forcey fucking forehead. On the horsey fucking forehead. Make them unicorn. Peanicorn. If you like peanicorn coladas. That sounds disgusting, actually. This is my brain. This is just what it does. I'm going to move on. What is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfill yet? I mean, that would probably be more of the exhibitionist fantasies. I'm thinking, and it's only sort of, like, working. My brain doesn't want to think of things. This is probably a bad time to answer things, but I don't care. More coffee. Make my brain work. God damn it. Give me my Brango juice. Oh, the fun of unmedicated ADHD. Yeah. One of the exhibitionist ones, damn it. Partly because I am too fucking loud for most of them to actually ever happen, unfortunately. I try to be quiet. It just doesn't fucking work. And unless unless this were like a public event type thing. Can't say I'd mind being fucked in public as long as everybody knows what the hell's going on. Consent is important on everyone's behalf. Ooh! Constein. Fuck yeah. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? I have to read the example, because if you haven't read the example, you need to fucking hear it. It's beautiful. For example, I want someone who is eager to please, has unusual speech patterns, and also absolutely magical hands. This is why I love Dobby the House Elf. Right? Right. No, thank you. I don't want Dobby. I would say I want someone who is empathetic, understanding, intellectual, and will not push me to do social things. Which is why I want Will Graham. Badly. It's okay that he has a murderous ex-boyfriend. Don't we all? I'm alright with this. I'd probably end up being straight up fucking murdered by Hannibal, but worth it for season 4, to be honest. And also, come on. Look at Hugh Dancy's fucking face. How can you say no to that in any goddamn way? I am not... Oops. I just hit my desk. I am not talking about the Edward Norton version of Will Graham, to be clear. I am 100% talking about the Will Graham from NBC Hannibal. And I'm also not talking about, whatever the fuck his name was in the fucking movies. I don't remember, and I also don't really care. But that's because I prefer the books to the movies, except for with The Silence of the Lambs. The Silence of the Lambs was an excellent movie. The other movies, I adored the cinematography and design in Hannibal Rising, but that's the story. But Gaspard Ulliel is fucking hot. Yes. I'm tangenting, aren't I? Okay, we're just gonna move on. The answer is Will Graham. NBC Hannibal Will Graham. Have you entered? No. Blah! Words. You've entered into a monogamous relationship with a guy who is sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good-looking. However, due to an unusual psychological hang-up, he absolutely refuses to have regular penetrative sex, and will only pleasure you with his fingers and mouth, though his skill at cunnilingus is insanely amazing. Do you think you could stay together with a guy like this, or would you dump him and seek another wizard who will let you ride his broomstick for your nightly two-player Quidditch matches? I'm not entirely certain that I have quite enough information for this. It depends on if I'm in love with the guy or not. And I realize that's kind of a soft, floofy answer, but... Toys exist. And I have been with... somebody who... didn't have a psychological hang-up with penetration, rather a difficult time fitting, if you get my drift. And it wasn't just with me, it was with everyone. So it didn't work out as well as either of us hoped, but... if I loved the person, yes. But if I didn't, I'd probably find someone else, sure. I'd have to look to something else to figure out whether staying or going is worth it. Watsky! Have you ever pretended your lover's manhood was a lightsaber and made lightsaber swishing noises while pleasuring it? Or used lines like let go of your anger or gimme them midichlorians while coaxing him to orgasm. Pretending it was a lightsaber and made lightsaber swooshy noises? Yes. The lines? No. I considered? No. I am your father. But no, that's no. He had daddy issues. That probably would have been an immediate boner killer. But yes. And it was even more fun because we had glow-in-the-dark condoms. which we didn't actually use for sex, but I thought it would be fucking hilarious to turn on the blacklight and put one of the glow-in-the-dark condoms on. And it fucking was. If you can't, like, laugh during sex, you're with the wrong person. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good lovin'? Sleep, eat ice cream, discuss why Harry Ginny is a terrible pairing, etc. Ooh, shots fired. Not into Orange Crush, gotcha. My favorite thing to do. Dude, food. Food. Just food. Please. Food. Do you like to have music playing in the background while you get it on? Do you prefer relative silence during sexy times? Or do you just prefer to shout random quotes from movies / video games during sex? You want me to call you daddy? No. I am your father. That didn't sound right, but close enough. Ow! My throat. I need to take a drink. Fuck. That was a bad idea. I prefer to have music on, mostly as, well, not even mostly as a courtesy to, you know, neighbors, anybody who might hear. Also, because I have a pretty fucking instinctive sense of rhythm, so it heightens things when you are fucking to the beat of a song. Especially when the song is particularly sexy. If you could make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you bring to life for sexy times? Example, I would make the world of Harry Potter real so that Snape could sneer at me sensually while he uses his wand to expertly stir my cauldron of love. That's an example for sure. Okay. I think I would 100% bring the fucking wizarding world to life for sexy times because I want to know about their sex magic. God damn it. No, you know, there have to be some very, very interesting shops somewhere in either Diagon or Nocturne Alley. I would like to go to them to find all of the things. Please. I want to have the magic of the fucking. The magic sex. Yes. It's like tantric sex, only, like, more. Better. Hell yeah. What is your favorite sex position, and is it dragon style? In which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon-slaying spear at just the right spot or risk being killed by fire. If the woman doesn't actually breathe fire for some reason, she can just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face while going, "Rawr, rawr, give me your treasures, human." "Rawr, rawr, give me your treasures, human." Why is my body... Treasures? That's a treasures, human. Fuck. What the hell, brain? I'm torn. One, cowgirl. Very fucking fun. Tiring, but fun. Aside from cowgirl. I can't pretend doggy isn't fun. I don't know if it would be a favorite, but... Yeah. Cowgirl. Is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is the best time to do it to someone? Okay, I'm not reading the rest of this because, no, the fuck, it is not. It is not acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex unless you are Rick himself. One person has that right. Literally one. You ain't him, Defoe. Nope. Thank you for your questions. Oh, and, I'm going to rescind that fucking thank you and say it again at the end, because then it accounts for everybody instead of, like, just one person at a time, and that's kind of a bitchy thing to do. So, we're going to hold off on the thanks. I rescind my thanks. I take it back. Meow. Mine. for now. Pappy Chaos says, do you play Raid Shadow Legends? I do not, because I don't really play video games. They fucking bore me. I can't. I already answered how I found this earlier, so please forgive me if I don't answer that one, Pappy. Thank you. Jin Yamato, can I push you to 10? I think that's more reflective of your skill than anything else. I don't know, can you? Elijah 7. So this is going to be fairly simple. Your favorite type of pizza. I'm boring. I like just plain old fucking pepperoni. Give me pepperoni, damn it.
I like the classics.
Do you have someone you enjoy collaborating with? I haven't collaborated with anybody. I mean, unless you're talking about scriptwriters, in which case, I haven't exactly collaborated with anybody in terms of writing either, so I am not really sure how to answer this. Do you play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate? No, because I do not play video games. Lastly, favorite Ninja Turtle. I remember as a kid loving Raphael. Do I remember which one it is? No! Not even a fucking little bit. But I remember that I really, really liked Raphael. What in the heckin? Asks. Do you like bread? I've got lots of bread. I have done nothing but teleport bread for 3 days. I do like bread, however, it needs to be the gluten-free kind because I am one of those people. By disability. Fluffy Hawaiian. Does the size of a cock matter to you? Not really. I mean, well, that might be a lie. Not really. It's nice to feel full. You know, maybe you don't. If you don't, it's alright. Don't take my word. I mean, just take my fucking word for it. Not don't take my word for it. Brain! Damn it. How many loads of cum inside you do you consider too much? I have not actually thought about this. I mean, if it's seeping right the fuck back out of me, perhaps that's a little excessive, but I didn't know. And we are at our final user who asked a question. Heelboy67 asks, I read that in the wrong order. Go me. Let me begin with a few, and I hope I will be able to add more until Sunday, which was yesterday. What question would you like to be asked? I like this question. I mean, it might seem kind of weird, but it also might seem kind of creepy. But I was hoping somebody would ask what perfume I wear.
But you didn't.
That's okay. It is kind of creepy, because it's basically asking, hey, her. Because you're basically asking, hey girl, what do you smell like? And yeah, I can see why that would be weird. The answer is Tokyo Milk's Dead Sexy, which smells fucking filthy and like straight up debauchery. I love it. I like your taste in music. What was your favorite or most memorable concert? Oh, this is very easy, and it's most memorable, but also kind of my favorite. I saw Nightwish a few years ago, 2016, actually, on the Decades Tour in North America, and I was, went over to the ticket booth a few hours before the show, just the usual, getting my fucking ticket so I could go back and wait in line for the next 3 hours until the venue opened, as I do with Nightwish, because they are pretty much the only band worth that to me. I was in line for the ticket booth and was at the front. There was a group of people behind me, and I overheard them mention that they had VIP, so I let them all go ahead of me, figuring there's a time limit on VIP and whatnot, you know? It's more of a priority for them to get in than it is for me to get in right now, so I let them go ahead of me, and when I got up to the ticket booth, the person behind the counter ended up giving me a VIP ticket, which I didn't buy. I bought general admission because that's what I could fucking afford. I didn't know what the fuck to do for a minute. I mean, I noticed that it was VIP, and then he noticed that I noticed it was VIP, and I saw him kind of smirk and walk away. So I grabbed a ticket, kind of stare at it for a minute, just like, wait, what? That's not my name. But like, I want it. So I take it over to the ticket man and tell him, so this isn't my name. I mean, they were checking on ID too to make sure that people were not like selling tickets at the fucking venue, like scalping tickets and shit. And I figured he would think that I was one of those assholes, but no, I literally came over from the ticket booth directly to him, showed him my ID, showed him that the names don't match, we both looked back to the ticket booth to make sure, you know, anybody who could, well, not anybody who could, brain, to see if the guy who was giving the tickets up was there, and he wasn't. So the security guard just let me go in anyway, and I ended up meeting the entire fucking band and being in the second row all night. It was fucking incredible. There's part of the reason it was so memorable was, on one hand, getting to fucking meet a band I've fucking adored since I was 14. I mean, I found Nightwish months before Thalia left the band. Well, not left, she was fired. Still, I didn't think I'd ever be able to see Nightwish live, really. And more than that, on the Decades tour. On this tour, they... I need a drink. Nobody else sees. Sorry, Melanie Martinez is in the background. This is part of why having music on is not a good idea for me. But at the same time, I don't really care. I'd rather have music on than not. Part of the reason that this particular tour and this particular concert was so fucking incredible for me was that the band was touring for their 20-year anniversary. I mean, they've been around since 96. It's, on one hand, fucking amazing that they're still together. I mean, they aren't the original band at this point. There are two people in the band who are founding members. That's literally just Tuomas and Empu. But that this band has endured. They've gone through 3 vocalist changes, fired many, many people from the band, specifically because they weren't pulling their weight. And I'm not going to get into the personal politics of the band, because that's a whole fucking mess in and of itself. I can't vouch for anybody on a personal level. All I know is I fucking adore the music. In particular, the older music. I love the new stuff as well, but Oceanborn and Century Child are always, always going to be two of the albums that defined my teenage years. I can listen to Century Child without skipping a song over and over and over and over again. There are some songs that I never thought I'd get to hear live once Thalia left the band. One of those songs, well, many of those songs actually, I've seen Nightwish quite a few times, so I have heard quite a few of my favorites over the years by both Annette and Fleur, but there's a big difference between Annette's voice and Fleur's voice. Like, they are both sopranos, but Annette is a much, much brighter soprano. Annette's voice is quite limited. Gorgeous still, but her voice tends to get drowned out a bit in the resonant noise that is Nightwish. There's just too much going on for her voice to really be showcased as it deserves. With Fleur, she fits seamlessly. It's like Fleur could have been in the band all along. She wasn't, and honestly, I'm kind of glad she wasn't, because hopefully that means she'll stick around a little while longer, but... I'm rambling in on a tangent. I never thought I'd get to hear the song that really hooked me on the band. Dead Boy's Poem, in particular, which I'll link down in the description. It's a very, very dark, very fucking sad song. And it got me through a lot of really, really, really fucking awful times. I didn't have friends as a teenager, outright. I mean, I had people I knew online, across the country, across the world, and I still do. Just, it's not the same as having people with you, you know? And since I was in independent studies, I didn't really bother with trying to keep up any sort of friendship unless they were easy to reach on places I already used. Like, MySpace, that kind of crap. This was way back in the fucking day, dudes. Well, not way back in the fucking day, but still. I'm only 28, so... eh, whatever. I never thought I'd get to hear Dead Boy's Poem live, and... I don't cry easily, but when I heard the opening notes and the poem at the beginning of the song, I started fucking sobbing. I was also in a very, very dark place at the time. There was a hell of a lot going on and had happened earlier in the year that... I'm just gonna fucking say it. That January, my dad killed himself, and we were never close, but it still tore through our family. And the effect of that still lingers. Dad and I weren't close. He was more the monster in my childhood than a source of comfort, protection, reassurance, or anything along those lines. There's one particular song on the album that Nightwish had released and were touring for, aside from Decades. Well, technically they were touring for Decades too. I want to go check the album, but I probably shouldn't. There's a song at the end of the album they put out before Decades. Decades is really just a compilation of Fleur doing old Nightwish songs and new Nightwish songs and her version of them, you know? Their album before that, like the actual album that they wrote everything new for rather than rehashing old material, Endless Forms Most Beautiful, there's one song at the very end. The monster epic at the end of the journey, which is something Nightwish is pretty fucking well known for. They either start their album with an epic or end their album with an epic, or both. Sometimes both. Anyhow, with Endless Forms Most Beautiful, that glorious symphony at the end is the greatest show on earth. When Endless Forms Most Beautiful itself came out, I didn't let myself listen to that song. because I wanted to give myself something to look forward to more than the concert alone, because I wasn't sure that the concert itself would be quite enough to pull me out of that awful headspace. I need a drink, excuse me. Shit, what was I just saying? Oh, it's gone. Oh no, no, brain, don't do this. Don't do this. It's the greatest show on earth. I know I was talking about the greatest show on earth. I didn't let myself listen to it. Oh, I didn't let myself listen to it because I wanted to make sure that the concert fucking was everything. I wanted to make it as bright of a spot as possible. I have a habit of setting a date far in the future where something's happening and keeping eagle-eyed. Well, keeping an eagle-eyed view of it. Doing my damnedest to ensure that even if it's just for one day, it'll be as amazing as possible. I will do everything I possibly can, everything in my power, to be fucking happy that day. And that is what I was trying to do with the Nightwish show. By not letting myself listen to The Greatest Show on Earth beforehand, I got the incredible experience of hearing it for the first time live. And it was fucking incredible. And it being the last song that they played just heightened everything. And add in the fucking unexpected VIP, and that fucking day was so fucking incredible. Like, I have an autographed poster from that day hanging up above my computer right now, actually. And just thinking about that day makes me so fucking happy still. While meeting the band, everybody was pretty fucking quiet, but I was my, you know, usual weird little smartass self, and I made Marco and Troy laugh. That felt good. Oh, and I got to talk to Fleur for a second. There is
ow! Fucking allergy!
One more drink.
Come on. Cooperate, phlegm.
Excuse me. I got to speak to Fleur for a moment, and there is one song in particular from her, a previous project of hers, After Forever. There is a gorgeous, fucking gorgeous song that she wrote and performed called Strong. She wrote this for her mother when she was going through a bout of ill health, and to this day, it's a difficult song for her to perform live. And it's completely understandable, I think. But it's also a song that I turn to when I'm having a really fucking awful day or feeling low for whatever reason. And I wasn't planning on ever telling her this, but when I got the opportunity, how could I not? I mean, I had the risk being uncomfortable for a moment and possibly catching her off guard to tell her how much that fucking song meant to me. And the look in her eyes as I said that was so, so sweet. I don't think I communicated just how much that song still means to me, but I tried. Maybe someday I'll cover it, I don't know. So, in a long roundabout way, that was my favorite and most memorable concert. Although I have seen Nightwish 5 other times. If you ever get the option to see Nightwish with Sonata Arctica, do it. Fucking do it. Both bands are absolutely fucking incredible. Do not pass on the opportunity or you will fucking regret it. I don't care if you like metal or not. Go see Nightwish. Especially if they're touring with Sonata Arctica. Okay, bye. Are you in the goth community? That would imply that I, like, go into communities. I mean, I would consider myself goth at heart, for sure. I don't exactly look the part at this point, but that's more because I don't want to buy stock in lint rollers. I have a light-colored cat. Unless I want, like, Halloween fur on everything, I kind of have to. Buy stock in lint rollers. And then roll everything at least 5 fucking times. Hiccup. I would definitely describe my style as more dark, though, still. Probably more basic, kind of grown up, than necessarily goth with more flourish, if you get what I mean. I'm definitely more of a t-shirt and jeans kind of girl than getting super fucking dressed up, at least on a day-to-day basis. I do fucking love dresses and stockings and getting all pretty, though. Tends to fall more in the rockabilly vein, though. Honestly, I just need more pretty black dresses for me to wear all the time. And I would. I really, really would. Now I'm mildly sad and looking at my wardrobe like, I need more dresses. Well, not need, just want, but still. Most of what's in my closet doesn't fucking fit at the moment because I've been losing a ridiculous amount of weight recently and I don't know why. Well, no, I do know why. It's partly the gluten-free-ing. My body for a very, very long time was just in uber-allergy mode and could not effectively process much of anything. Nowadays, it's able to actually derive nutrition from food for the first fucking time in forever. Frozen. For the first time in forever. Okay, we're just gonna move on. How many times have you seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Live or watched it on a TV? I've been to, I don't know how many shadow casts. It was a Halloween tradition for a while for me. And it still kind of is sometimes. My Halloween tradition tends to change between seeing Rocky Horror and seeing Repo. Repo the Genetic Opera, if you don't know what Repo is. I wouldn't even know how to begin counting the times I've watched it by myself on DVD. I don't know. It's too many, probably. Have you ever kept your heels on for sexy times? Yes. Have you had sex or something similar in public? No, because I am too fucking loud, but if I could tame down the banshee within, I would love to try. And finally, the last question. Which Harry Potter character would you fuck? I have to admit, I have had a hell of a crush on Tonks for so fucking long. I mean, it's... Yes, please. Give me Tonks, please. Yes. I mean, and it's not even the shape-shifting that gets me off. It's, she's so fucking adorable, and I just want to hold her and snuggle her so fucking badly. And it would invariably lead to other things, and Jove Rowling had a fucking opportunity to put another LGBT character in the goddamn books and didn't. She fucking caved. Unsurprisingly. Way to ally. Aside from Tonks, I have to admit, it would be fun to fuck with Snape. Do I think he'd be particularly good in bed? No, not even a little bit. But I would love to dominate that little fucker. It'd be fun. And there we are, at the end of the AMA. Thank you for your questions. I've had fun. I've had fun answering them. We're gonna have to do this again sometime. I think if anybody is curious about anything else, throw questions at me. Throw questions at me. I'll save them in a document somewhere, and when I feel like I have enough saved up, I suppose I shall do this again or something. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you giving your time to this bullshit. I know that's Bowie. What song is that? Does it matter? Not really. Let's find out. Rock and roll with me. Good to know. Mr. Jones, I must pause you. I regret to inform you. I'm sorry, sir. Pause. Anywho. I appreciate you spending time with me, listening to me ramble and go on about mostly, like, nothing, but how is that different from anything I do anyway? Every motherfucker listening to this, stay safe, take care of yourselves and each other, please. Have a good week, everybody.